Ronald, go ahead. You're the pastor and author of the book, The Prophesied End Time.
Yes, The Prophesied End Time, correct.
Okay. Now, you're saying that it's going to come within the year.
Well, within the year here, there are going to be things that are going to be escalating, and yes, within a period of 4 years, continuing to escalate until we get to the last 3.5 years.
Oh, the last 3.5. So when is the end time?
Well, the end time, the end of this age, is within that period, begins somewhere in that 4 years, but there is a final period of everything happening within 3.5 years. It's kind of long and complicated, but...
Well, let's pretend that I don't know anything about the Bible and, Revelation and all that stuff. Why don't you tell me why you've come to this conclusion?
Well, again, it's a matter of some things that have happened over the past 7 years, of some of the things of Revelation, of how God speaks and works through individuals when he does. And I know there are a lot of people who claim that, but this is the book, The Prophesied End Time, is a result of all that, and... basically writing it right now to get some of the information out there, but waiting until some of these events actually begin before people start to take it seriously, because that's when they will start to take it seriously, and that'll prove the validity of the book.
I don't know. Some would say that you're an opportunist right now with all the stuff going on in the Middle East and terrorist attacks on everybody's mind and what's going on with our troops, and certainly after 9/11, that this is just a good time for you to just go and say, this is the time.
Well, I don't know where the opportunity would be, because...
a lot of people and a lot of preachers and a lot of experts, theologians, that have put a lot of dates down that said the end times were coming.
Oh, that's true.
They've been doing that forever.
That's been going on for ages, that's right.
Right. Now, what, the hurricanes, how do you relate that?
Well... These can be a beginning. If we had four more hurricanes coming to the United States this year, absolutely this is going to be a particular sign of some of those things beginning to happen. But the things we're talking about, they just happen to be coincidental. There have always been earthquakes and hurricanes, and people have talked about the end of time or the end of the world or the end of an age. And the reality is, that is where we are. And some of these things are perhaps coincidental with that period of time. 9/11 was not coincidental. That is very specific. There are prophecies that have to do with things that are going to take place at the end of the age. And as far as taking opportunity of anything, there's no opportunity here. I don't enjoy that much talking about what's going to take place in this country, but there's going to be terrorism that's going to be far, far more massive, make 9/11 look pretty small when it's all said and done.
Now, what about the Christians? What's going to happen to them? Aren't we all going up in the rapture?
Some teach that, but that's a part of what's coming to take place here.
I want to be airlifted out of here.
Yeah.
Well, faith is not going to happen. Some would tell you that's what's going to take place, but...
Isn't that biblical?
Nope, sure is not.
So you don't believe that in the rapture?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Don't believe people are going off to heaven either. There are things in traditional Christianity that have this world all screwed up.
Well, I'd love to try
that. And people have tried to picture Jesus Christ and return of Jesus Christ in certain ways, but again, only time is going to prove that and whether what's being said here is true or false. And
so what happens when we die then?
Yeah.
When we die, what are you talking about, yourself? Or?
I'm saying in the Christian world, if you believe in Jesus, you go to heaven, I guess.
Well, that's what they teach, but that's not what happens.
Well, that's biblical, isn't it?
No, nobody's ever gone to heaven except Jesus Christ. When Peter came along in the very beginning and he started telling people...
How do you know nobody's gone to heaven?
That's what the Bible says.
Bible says no one's gone to heaven.
Absolutely. Jesus Christ...
Chapter and verse of what book?
Well, in Acts chapter 2, you'll find a story there of Peter talking on Pentecost in 31 A.D., and he was telling the Jews at that time, he was talking about David, because they had things messed up as far as what they understood religion to be or what they professed it to be, same as what traditional Christianity and Judaism is today. They have their ideas about God, but they don't follow what he has to say, and because of that, they don't understand his plan and purpose. And there in Acts chapter 2, Peter is going through and telling people, he said that David is dead and buried and in his sepulchre to this day. And it goes on to say that no one is ascended in heaven except Jesus Christ. And of all people throughout the Bible, if David, who was a prophet and a king of Israel, wasn't able to receive the blessings of God of being able to do that, then, and that was the point.
Well, but doesn't your theory mute John 3:16 then?
In what way?
Well, I mean, everlasting life and all that.
We don't have eternal life inside of us. That's what people try to teach. They teach that man has an immortal soul. That's contrary to the Scripture. God says we have a mortal soul. It says in two places, the soul that sins, it will die.
What about that shall not perish but have everlasting life line?
Well, that's a gift that God will give to those who obey him, and that's what's coming. Time is coming where a man has been given 6,000 years to have his own governments, his own religions, and man has gone off and done his own thing. And the history of mankind is that he will not obey God. He will not listen to God. And generally, they even tried to kill all the people that God sent. Jesus Christ is an example of that. And the same is true today. People do not like what he has to say. If you start talking about a seventh-day Sabbath, people get upset quite quickly. If you start telling them that the Catholic Church is the one that began to change the Sabbath to Sunday, the day of the sun, the day of sun worship, the day of Baal, they get upset. If you tell them that they're the ones that changed Passover to Easter, they get upset. And that's what happened in history, 325 A.D. at the Nicene Council. They're the ones who changed things. And the Protestant world, the traditional Christianity,
Let's take some calls. Hello, you're on with Ronald. Hello, you're on with Ronald.
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, what kind of wings were the last night? That battery
acid. I'll talk about that later. I had bad wings last night, Ronald. You ever had bad wings?
I've had bad wings.
Tell you what,
hot wings.
I was praying to Jesus last night. Seriously, I was bad. All right, let me go to the phone. K-Rock. Hello.
Hey, Jeff?
Yeah.
What is this guy talking about?
You talk to him. His name's Ronald.
What about the God has a place that...
That's a good question.
I can't hear him.
Well, obviously he can't answer it. Okay, let me go.
Do you want the answer? Or?
Go ahead.
Okay. Talking about his kingdom, that's what traditional Christianity doesn't understand. They talk about people going off to heaven, and yet that's contrary to what the Bible teaches. So
what happens then when we die, in your opinion? All over?
You go to hell.
That's exactly right, except you got to know what hell means. Hell in the Bible, in both Hebrew, Sheol, and Greek, Hades, means specifically a hole in the ground. You go back to the dirt you came from. We go back, that's what happens when you're put in a grave, and you await a resurrection. The whole story of the Bible is awaiting a resurrection, but people don't know when that resurrection takes place. There will be a resurrection of life again.
So then we're going to get wakened up and let out of the ground.
That's right. People will come back up in a resurrection.
Okay, and then where do we go? Just live on earth again in paradise?
Well, you'll live in a different age. You'll live in a different time.
Where I can, like, have lunch with lions and things like that?
Well, you live in after the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ on the earth, then there will be a great resurrection of all human beings who've ever lived and died. Back into physical bodies again. Not eternal life, but back into physical bodies, but this time in God's world, not in this world.
So basically, you're saying we're not going to heaven. Hell is basically being put into the ground and buried into the ground. So basically, this world can just sin the way they want to because we don't have to pay any price for it afterwards.
No, man, that's the price that man is paying. Man is paying for the suffering he's going through in this earth right now. Man has proven that he can't govern himself. The League of Nations, United Nations, you know, man has tried all his best efforts have come to nothing because they won't listen to God.
K-Rock, hello, you're on the air with Ronald.
Which Bible is he preaching out of? Is it the King James Version?
That's primarily the one I use, yes.
Can you hear him? You got the thing so he can be here?
I got it all.
Did you hear him, sir? King James, yeah. Okay, good point.
Well, that's the thing here. There are so many different groups out here that teach so many different things. People are really confused as to what the Bible says. And if everyone was true out here, there would be thousands of Christs and thousands of different kinds of gods out here. They'd have to be different clones of Jesus Christ because they all preach different things. And that's the whole story here of what's getting ready to take place at the end of this age.
Right.
God is getting ready to intervene to prove to mankind where he is and who he is.
So when are we done? When is it all over? When can we plan for this?
Well, when you have two individuals come on the scene who begin to tell certain things here in this nation alone, and when you see cataclysms that are of a scale of hundreds of thousands of people dying, you won't have any doubts in your mind anymore as to what's
right.
taking place.
Is it going to be in my lifetime?
It's going to be in the next few months to years.
Should I stockpile guns?
Well, guns help, Ronald.
Yeah, I mean, I might as well live like a maniac if it's all over,
yeah.
Right? If I'm going to hell, I might as well just be a dirt.
Well,
say you're going to hell.
The whole story here is what man's doing to himself. We have stirred up a powder keg in the Middle East. We don't even have any idea what we've done. They have their own prophecies over there about the end time, and one of them just like Muqtada al-Sadr. Their army that follows them is called Mahdi's army. Mahdi is a prophecy in Islam about an end time, and they're being able to have an individual arise who will lead them, that as a matter of taking them away from the oppressors. And that's why they're gaining momentum right now. And they are going to have the success of bringing nuclear weapons into this country, and they will go off in this country.
Ronald, one last question. And what are you going to do, sir, you said?
I'm going to stockpile guns.
Okay. What makes you happy?
What makes me happy?
Yeah.
Relationships, when people live right.
You married?
Yes. 29 years.
Pretty good. I give you credit for that. That's for sure. Yeah. 29 years married. That other stuff, we'll have to wait and see.
Right.
Well,
right.
I'll tell you what. You'll want to give me a call back in a few months because you haven't heard this anywhere else. So
when these things begin
to happen.
All right. Well, we'll get you. Will you come back on then?
I will.
Okay.
In the meantime, anybody listening to this can get one of the free books. They can get a free book, The Prophesied End Time, if they'd like it.
How do they do that?
They go to the-end.com or the-end.com. And they
the
can just,
end.
Yeah, they can the-end or the-end.com and then go there and request a free book, and we'll be glad to send one out to them.
Okay. But act quickly. Within the next few months, right. Years, yeah. All right, thank you, Ronald.
You bet. Thank you.